Good morning, it's Friday, September 17th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Overcast with occasional showers and some winds, with a daytime high of 66 degrees. Showers will increase to overnight rain with a low of 55 degrees. We're in for a wet weekend with a chance of thunderstorms Saturday afternoon. A man accused of breaking into a Parkland building while armed with a machete is in police custody. Pierce County Sheriff's Department deputies were on the scene around 11:30 a.m. Thursday on 131st Street South, between Pacific Avenue South and A Street South. It's unclear what building the man broke into or if anyone else was inside. Social media posts by the department say the suspect surrendered about 20 minutes later, and was treated for some minor injuries before deputies arrived. Authorities are investigating a fire that broke out at a homeless encampment near a busy intersection in South Tacoma. Firefighters were called Wednesday afternoon to South Tacoma Way and South 74th Street. The flames threatened a nearby lumberyard and some trees, but were under control within about 15 minutes. Tacoma Fire Department spokesperson says the fire originated in a homeless encampment, but he didn't know if anyone was inside. He says no injuries were reported, although the fire did burn several cars near the intersection. A Tacoma woman has her money back from a scammer, thanks to police investigators. A person called claiming to be law enforcement with an arrest warrant for a Tacoma resident. The caller said the warrant would be taken care of if the woman sent $25,000 to an address on the East Coast. Police did not release information about when the scam happened or how investigators recovered the money. A Tacoma Police Department spokesperson said the case is under investigation. Police warn residents to be wary of callers claiming to be from law enforcement or government agencies, and that they don't take cash to settle warrants or other debts over the phone. The TPD spokesperson also says phone scams often go unreported because victims might be embarrassed. Officials are releasing the cause of death for a Gig Harbor firefighter. The Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office says 47-year-old Eliza Hoover died July 25 from accidental acute drug intoxication. Autopsy results indicated fentanyl, cocaine, alprazolam, and diazepam intoxication. In August, Gig Harbor Fire and Medic 1 said post-traumatic stress injury contributed to her sudden death at home. The department later organized a procession for Hoover to take her to her final resting place in Gig Harbor. She was the first female firefighter in the district. A drone strike killed a top militant believed to be the mastermind of an attack that claimed the life of a Green Beret from Puyallup. Staff Sergeant Brian Black was one of four U.S. soldiers killed in an attack in Niger in 2017. An attack last year killed six French aid workers. The August operation targeted the leader of Islamic State in the Greater Sahara. Black was a graduate of Puyallup High School and later attended Central Washington University. He moved to California, became a Special Forces medic, and is survived by his wife and two children. Washington State is expecting to welcome more than 1,600 Afghan evacuees. They're from a group of nearly 37,000 settling across the United States. Governor Jay Inslee's office says evacuees are coming to seven cities in the state. So far, Tacoma is slated to receive 10 people. But more evacuees are expected to arrive in the U.S. over the coming months. The Greater Seattle area will receive Washington's largest number, 575 people. The Biden administration is requesting funding from Congress to resettle 65,000 Afghans by the end of September, and 95,000 by September 2022. The Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service is assisting with settlements in Tacoma and Vancouver. The state is working with four other resettlement agencies to help with the process in other cities. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!